Being a mom or a dad is a tough job, but we ought to honor them because, you know, in the Bible, in the Word of God, there's the Ten Commandments. And the first commandment with a promise is this one in Exodus 20, verse 12, which says, honor your mother and father, all the that your days may be long in the land the Lord is giving you. So today, I want to highlight and celebrate and bless the mothers that we have. Why don't you put your hands together and give them a clap for a start? Come on. And the role they play in our lives. You know, motherhood is one of the most underrated professions in the world. It really is. And it's the worst paid if you're looking at financial return. Did you know that? How many of you mums know that? Oh, yeah. Men, you go out to work and you expect to get paid for the job that you do. No one goes to work expecting to not get paid. You want to get paid. Well, motherhood has been jointly described as the world's most underpaid job and the world's most highly paid if you count love and goodwill instead of money. So check this out. Salary.com conducted a survey in 2010 that attempted to place a monetary value on the work of a stay-at-home mum. This will be interesting, says the dads. They determined that if mothers were to be paid for their 10 most common tasks, then it would go like this. Now, the tasks they looked at, the most common tasks they looked at in the home and equated to an actual job outside of the home was laundry machine operator. Yeah, you knew that one. Janitor, van driver, care center teacher, cook, chef, chief executive officer, psychologist, and facilities manager. So they were the professions outside of the home that mums do in the home. If that was the case, mums would be paid, get this, $117,855.86 per annum. Who wants a $120,000 a year job? Pick me, yeah. And the largest piece of the pie, incidentally, came from overtime pay, because when a man works, he works set hours, but when a woman's work, your job is never done, is it? Your child doesn't scream at 2 o'clock in the morning. You say, well, you know, I'm off the clock. You know, I expect time and a half for this, you know. Milton Berle, once, who's a famous comedian, once quipped, if evolution is real, how come mothers only have two hands? So mums, I hope you feel honoured by that amount of earning power. Wow. Maybe you can demand a raise at home. Try it. See how you get on. Whatever you're paid, I double it. No, I triple it. But in the meantime, what does God call you to be when you become a mother? God calls you to be a number of things. The first thing is he calls you to be a grower. Now, Psalm 127 verse 3 says this, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Some of you are not sure at times that your children are rewards. I know. You know, I remember years ago when Fiona and I were first married, we were talking to a couple that we knew who didn't believe in contraception, they believed in taking their chances, or they called it trusting God. They gave that up after their, what was it, fifth child? Yeah. But, you know, we were having this discussion with them, and I said to them, well, you know, how can you trust? God's idea of blessing you is to give you 12 sons. Think about it. I'm not sure I can trust him in that way, you know. I'm not sure I want 12 sons. Anybody here want 12 sons? You do. A few of you. It's 13 for a football team, you know that. So, mums, you have given birth to a child and nurtured your child, and some of you are still doing this, while others of you have seen them already grow up into mature and sometimes not so mature adults. Your mission in life was to grow your children. You're a grower. And the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Do you mean you don't know what you're growing? If I'm a farmer and I plant wheat, guess what I'm expecting to come up? Wheat. If I go out and I plant corn, I don't get cucumbers. I get corn. But the thing is, when you're a mum, you don't know what you're growing, do you? You could be growing the next prime minister. You could be growing a doctor. You could be growing a pastor. You could be growing another mother. You could be growing a drug dealer. You don't know. You could be even worse. You could be growing a lawyer. You know, you don't know what's coming along. You have no idea, right? Now, yours is the great challenge and the great joy of seeing potential realized. When a painter begins to put brush on the canvas, he has an idea, but he doesn't really know what it's finally going to look like. When a musician strums those first few chords and he's writing a song, he doesn't really have any idea where it's going. But when the masterpiece unfolds, when a beautiful song evolves, there's a great sense of accomplishment. And I know, mums, when you look at your children as they grow, you can have that tremendous sense of accomplishment. Mothers, you are growers and you're nurturers, and you will see rewards as your children grow and mature. The second thing is, mothers are teachers. Now think about this if you're a teacher. 2 Timothy 1 verse 5. I am reminded of your sincere faith. This is written to Timothy, a great father of the faith, by Paul. Your sincere faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you. So Timothy, who was a great leader of the church, was brought to faith by the teaching and the influence of his mother and his grandmother. That's a good thing to remember. Grandmothers. Sometimes it's fantastic. All the influence, none of the responsibility. You know, it's great. Teaching your children is an important job, and mothers have this important job on their mind. And we're not talking about sewing or cooking here. We're talking about you have to teach your children how to live, about life, love, success, and you should be teaching them about faith in Jesus Christ, because that's what's ultimately going to make a difference. So mums, this morning we honour you for the way that you've taught us through the years. The third thing is comforter. Isaiah 66 verse 13 says this, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. Mothers are comforters, aren't they? How many of you know that? You know, you go to dad for comfort, he says, yeah, get over it. Toughen up, princess. You know, you go to mum and she wraps her arms around you and she loves you, whether it's a skinned knee or a shattered dream or a broken heart. Great mums are there to comfort you. Even if in their youth, when they were growing up, they didn't get comforted, they're always ready to comfort their children. There's something special about a mother's love, isn't there? You know, you go to a nursery somewhere, and if the mother's child is in that nursery, above all the noise and everything, she will hear and recognize her own child's voice, because there's that special bond. The fourth thing is, she's an advisor. Now, even at my age today, which is a little bit, my mum is able to speak to me and I listen. Why? Because she's earned the right. She's earned the right to speak into my life and for me to listen. And that's what great mums do. Proverbs 1 verse 8 says this, hear my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. Now, mothers, whether you like it or not, you have advice within you and you can't help but share it. Is that right? Now, we all have different kinds of advice, and we all can remember. Can you remember the things your mother has said to you in the past? Who can remember stuff like that? How many times have you spoken to your own children and thought, uh-oh, that's what mum said? And it's in the same way. Have you noticed that's even in the same way? It's terrifying, honestly. But I thought rather than looking at good advice that mothers give you, I thought I'd turn that around this morning, and I want to share with you unlikely advice that your mothers will never give you, okay? Now think about this. Can you imagine your mum ever saying this? I can't. Something like, just leave all the lights on. It makes the house look cheery. Never going to say. How about this one? Let me smell that shirt. Yeah, it's good for another week. Not going to happen. How about this? Go ahead and keep that stray dog, honey. I'd be glad to feed and walk him for you every day. Or this one. I know I said no, but if Timmy's mum says okay, then it's all right. That never happened to me. How about this one? Come home whenever you like. The curfew is just a general time to shoot for. I'm not running a prison here. Or this one, I particularly for you younger mums. Can you imagine yourself saying this to your children? Oh, honey, I don't have a tissue with me. Just use your sleeve. I mean, that's the sort of advice you are never going to get from your mum. But you will get fantastic advice from your mum at times. How many of you know that when facing choices in your life, many times a mother's advice comes to mind? Is that true? It is for many of us. So mums, be careful what you advise your children, because they take it all in. even if they don't appear to act upon it. Now, this is a word of warning, mums and dads. Be careful, because the kids are watching and they're absorbing everything. A few weeks ago, I spoke about a mother who overheard her children screaming at one another outside. She went out and she said, "Children, why are you screaming at one another?" They said, "We're not. We're just playing mummies and daddies." You know, so be careful, because they are watching and they are listening. The fifth thing is, a mother is a counselor. Proverbs 31:26, she opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Mothers tend to be very kind, and mothers have wisdom. It might be worldly wisdom from beneath. It could be godly wisdom from above, but generally they have wisdom. When your mother asks, now this is what Irma Bombeck said, when your mother asks you, "Do you want a piece of advice?" it is a mere formality. It doesn't matter if you say yes or no. You're getting the advice. That's how mothers work. And many people have attributed their success to things that their mother have instilled in them years before. Abraham Lincoln, Michael Jordan, Liza Minnelli, to name a few, said their success was directly attributable to advice that their mums had given them. Now, the sixth thing is a releaser. A great mum realizes that they don't own their children, they only steward them. Now, many of you older mums are at this point right now. You bring children up the best you can. Maybe you teach them all about the Lord and you take them to church and that sort of stuff. But at some point, mothers, you need to let go, because they are capable of making their own choices, many of which you may not agree with. Is that true? I don't agree with all the choices my children make. I've got a couple of them here, duly noted. I don't agree with all the choices they make, but that does not in any way diminish my love for them. My love for them is independent of whether they take my advice or not, because I love them. This is something that our modern world has completely, you know, turned around. We live in a world that comes up with the fallacy that says, if you love me, you will approve everything I do. That's not true. You can love someone but not love what they're doing. And that's the same with our kids. Mothers, you need to be releasers and release them to the Lord. You need to let them go and release them to the Lord. Samuel's mother in the Bible had waited so long for a child. She prayed so fervently for a child that when she had her first child, miraculously, in 1 Samuel 1 verse 27 to 28, she says this: "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted my petition that I made him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." So what she did was she gave her son back to the Lord. She didn't hold on to him. She didn't say, "Hey God, this is my son you gave me." She gave him back to the Lord. My mother did exactly this. A little bit of family trivia for you. As is typical of myself, I'm always rushing through life. Is anybody like that? Yeah, I started from before the womb, because I tried to come out at 6 months, and my mother's waters broke at 6 months, and the doctor told her that she was to go home, that I would be stillborn and would be dead. And the only chance she had of the baby surviving was that she lay in the one position without moving for 3 months until the due date was there. But that night, that very night, my mum went home and God spoke to her in an audible voice and told her that her womb was healed. And when the doctor came in the next day, he found her up on the haunches bouncing on the bed, and he was horrified. And she said, "No," he examined her, and the waters had healed over. He said, "I've never seen it. I don't believe in God. I can't explain it." And then I went on to be born normally. So that's my little piece of miraculous for the morning. Praise the Lord. When I was born normally, my mother and father, particularly my mum, said, "We're dedicating this son to you." And she believes that's why I'm standing here as your pastor, because she dedicated me to the Lord back in those days. You know, mothers, many of your hearts are breaking for kids that go astray, for kids who've rejected Christ. And I know, you know, as a mother, this absolutely tears at you, and I understand that. But I want you to do two things this morning. Number one, stop blaming yourself, okay? Kids reach a point where they make a decision. Like I said, you have to release them even if you don't agree with the decision, because it's not your fault. But the second thing is, never stop praying for them, because I believe that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful, effective, and the prayer of a mum is really effective as well. Does anyone believe that? So pray for your kids. That leads me to my next point. Number seven, mothers are prayers. A mother's prayer has saved many a soul. So whatever you do, never give up on your children. Never give up. Never stop praying for your children. 1 John 5 verse 14 says this, and this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will hear us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests we have asked of him. Have faith and believe for your children, mums. Mothers, your prayers are powerful. And I know myself, there was a time in my life when I was rebelling against my parents, and it's the prayers of my mother that kept me safe from harm. How many of you believe that? Mum's prayers are powerful. You know, I was thinking the other day, I've been going to the Philippines for many years. We have a very strong links with churches and missions in the Philippines. And I went over there back in the 90s, which is a long time ago, probably one of my first trips there. And I went over just after Mount Pinatubo blew. Now, they had this mountain there, huge big mountain right next to Clark Air Force Base, the American Air Force Base there, and the mountain erupted. They got hundreds of thousands of people off the mountain in time. Only several hundred were killed in the eruption that happened. And I was there. I saw, man, around it was like the surface of the moon. I've never seen anything like it. Just grey ash everywhere. Now, when Mount Pinatubo blew, a group of natives who lived on the mountain went into a cave thinking they would be safe. When everyone else was evacuated, they refused to be evacuated and they went into this little cave. There was about 50 people in the cave and 48 of them were incinerated as the shock wave went through and the heat wave went through. It incinerated them in the cave. Two people survived that. Both of them were children and both of them survived because their mother had protected them with her body. She died, the children were saved. Isn't that just typical of mums? Isn't that what they're like? You can protect your children. Number eight, a mum's got to be a believer. You need to believe in your kids. Never stop believing in your kids. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we don't give up." So when it comes to your children, don't give up on them. Everybody say, don't give up. Right, don't give up on them. Mums, I want to believe that you are able to believe in your children. Can you do that? Because whether you believe in it or not, you've got to be behind them 100%. You've got to see good in your children when no one else does. How many of you know that? Sometimes mums get a little coloured vision and they see good even when the child is being a rat bag. Is that true? Come on, is that true? Yes, it is. Let me give you some examples. Hitler's mother, Clara, took him to church and wanted him to be a civil servant. Napoleon's mother was married at 13 and she accompanied Napoleon into exile on the island of Elba. Osama bin Laden's mum wanted him to stop fighting the West and come home to Saudi like a good boy. He didn't. Donald Trump described his mum as smart as hell and he said that he's had trouble finding women to marry who compared to her. He loved his mum. I also read about Ted Bundy's mum. He's one of the great serial killers back in the 90s. His mother, Louise, loved her son so much she refused to believe he was a killer until a series of death row confessions of 36 murders put the matter beyond doubt. These mums saw the best in their children, even when everyone else saw them as tyrants and killers. Mums, you've got this ability to see the best in them. So mums believe in us when others give up on us. Mums always want the best for their kids and their grandkids, and I bet every mum in this room does as well. So mothers, don't give up on your kids, no matter how bad you think they might be, no matter how stupid the decisions they make, and many kids make dumb decisions. I'm one of them. But my mum didn't give up on me, and I'd urge you, hang in there, keep believing God, and don't give up on your kids. One of the greatest church fathers in history finished up ministering because his mum loved him and believed in him. St. Augustine, his mother was a godly woman who lived around 350 AD. She loved her wayward son, and the young Augustine lived this debauched life. He finished up living with a girl, had an illegitimate child, then he joined a heretical sect for 9 long years. He refused to listen to her even when she pleaded with him, and she was so distraught, she prayed and prayed, and God gave her a dream that settled her heart. And that was when a mother's faith checked in, because a short time after that dream, Augustine came to Christ, and he became one of the most significant church fathers in history. He was once lost, but through a mother's love and faith, he was found because she believed in him. My mum believed in me. She believed the Lord would use me even when I was wandering far from his way. So I urge you, mothers, whatever the kids are doing, whether you approve of it or not, don't give up on your children. So I said right at the beginning, we discussed how much mums were worth. Who remembers the figure? 117,000 plus. But in reality, they're worth far more than that. I came across a poem which was made into a song by Tammy Wynette, a poem written by Harlan Howard, and I just loved it. I'm going to read it in full to you because it's so gorgeous and it's so true. Listen to this. My little girl came into the kitchen this evening while I was fixing supper, and she handed me a piece of paper she'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. For making my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. For playing with little sister while you went to the store, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total load, $14.75. Well, I looked at her standing there expectantly, and 1,000 memories flashed through my mind, so I picked up the pen, turned the paper over, and this is what I wrote. For the 9 months I carried you growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctored you and prayed with you, no charge. For the toys, food and clothes, and for wiping your nose, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love for you is no charge. When she finished reading, she had big old tears in her eyes and she looked up at me and said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then she took a pen and in great big letters she wrote across her bill, paid in full. When you add it up, the cost of real love is no charge. We can learn a lesson from that. And we can learn a lesson from Jesus, who laid his life down for you and for me, and the cost of his real love to us was no charge. That's what Christianity's about. You can't buy salvation. You can't earn salvation. There's a wage that's mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Romans, but the wages of sin is, that's the wage. You can't buy the goodness that God gives you. You can't buy your salvation. You can't earn it. But this Mother's Day and every day, Jesus' love and sacrifice is freely given, and the cost to you is no charge. Motherhood is a tough but a difficult life. So mums, we salute you today. We recognize the tough job that you've been doing. We thank you and we want to bless you. Lord Shaftesbury said this famously once, give me a generation of Christian mothers and I will undertake to change the whole face of society in 12 months. Billy Graham said this, if we had more Christian mothers, we would have less delinquency, less immorality, less ungodliness and fewer broken homes. Every mother owes it to her children to accept Jesus as her personal saviour so that she may be influenced for good in the lives of those whom Christ has graciously given to her. So whether you're a mum today or whether you're a child, you can have the opportunity to ask Jesus into your life if you haven't done it. And the cost is no charge, but it's a life-changing event. But this will cost you nothing right now. Mums, you need Jesus to be the mother who you should be. And some of you children, some of you kids out there that got dragged along here today for Mother's Day, you've broken your mum's heart long enough. It's time that you ask Jesus into your life. It's time that you had your mother's prayers answered. So I'm going to invite you right now. We've got to have something special coming up for the mums in a moment, but I want to invite you right now to bow your heads with me. Would you do that? Let's bow our heads together. If you've never asked Jesus into your life, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do it. You may have got dragged along here. You may be here because you're not even sure. But his love for you is available to you at no charge. If you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life, now is the time. The Bible says now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Don't leave it till tomorrow. Don't leave it till next week. You could get hit by a bus. We don't know. Now is the time to ask Jesus Christ into your life. So if you've never asked him into your life, I want to lead you in a prayer. Just say these words after me, whether you're a mum, whether you're a kid. Say these words after me, and let's ask Jesus into your life forever. Just say these words, dear Lord Jesus, I know that I've sinned, but right now, Lord Jesus, I ask for you to forgive me, and I ask you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, and let me live a life that is worthy of you. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I'm just going to ask you to shoot your hand up very quickly and put it down. We're going to take a few moments. Don't leave this auditorium without knowing that you're right with God. Make your mother proud today. Ask the Lord Jesus into your life. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, just raise your hand up and put it down. We'll give you a few more moments. I also want to pray for those of you who've been wandering away from the Lord. Maybe you've made a commitment in the past, but you haven't been living for him. Today is the day to make your mother proud. Today is the day to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am, heart and soul. I give it all to you. If that's you, if you've not been walking with the Lord, this is your moment to get it right. Just pray these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I love you and I'm sorry that I've sinned and walked away. But right now, Lord, I commit my life to you afresh. Just take a few moments and recommit your life to him. I ask the Lord for something special for mums today, something we could pray for, something that would mean a lot in the life of every mother here. I ask the Lord for a verse that would encourage mothers. Something that would say, hey, mom, keep believing. Don't give up on your kids. Your sacrifice and hard work will be rewarded. So I'm going to ask every mother in the auditorium here to stand. Would you do that for me, please? Every mother to stand. Yeah, come on. Let's give them a hand. Come on. Mothers, just close your eyes for a moment for me. Father, I pray that you will bless every mother in this building who's standing right now. Lord, I pray that you would bring their children and their grandchildren to faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask that you would fill these mothers with your Spirit, that they might be shining lights, shining before their family. Shining in the workplace or the home or wherever it is that they come into contact with people. Lord, let them shine, Jesus, I pray. Out of their face, out of their words, out of their encouragement, out of their heart, Lord God. Now we have all your mothers standing. I'm going to ask you, if you're feeling great and fantastic, sit down. But if you're feeling tired and weary as a mother, I want you to remain standing. Because I ask the Lord for something for those mums who are tired and weary. Just stay where you are standing, because I know some of you it's hard. Some of you feel like giving up on your kids. It's all too difficult. But the Lord said this, Isaiah 40 verse 11, he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather his lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead those who are with young. So I want to pray a special prayer for those of you who are finding it tough being a mum. And if you sat down too soon and you want to stand up and get this blessing, feel free, because sometimes it's difficult. Why don't you extend your hands to every woman who's standing here? Come on, church, just extend your hand towards them. Some of you mums have been struggling, overwhelmed with life, fearful and worried for your children. Maybe your children have let you down. Maybe they're breaking your heart right now. Maybe you've been trying to juggle work and family and church and everything else, trying to keep the balls in the air. Maybe you've had a broken heart or two along the way and you haven't given up. You've got tired and weary, but you haven't given up. Well, I'm telling you right now, Jesus loves you. Ladies, Jesus loves you. And his arms are outstretched to you. I said, Lord, give us a verse for these ladies. Give us a word of encouragement for them on Mother's Day. And this beautiful verse came in Matthew 11, verse 28. Jesus says this to you today, come to me, all you who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. You know, when you come to Christ, you don't get a free pass. You don't get everything you ever wanted. What you do get is a yoke that fits, a yoke that doesn't pinch or rub. You can pull a great load with the right yoke. So come on, let's extend our hands towards these mothers. And Lord, we just want to pray for these mums. We're tired and they're weary, but Lord, I pray that you would bless them. Lord, that you would pour out your spirit upon them, that you would fill them with joy, fill them with courage, fill them with incredible dreams and visions for their children. Lord, I pray that you would give them a heart that says, never give up. Lord, a soul that just reaches out to their kids and says, never give up on them. I will believe for you. Father, I pray that you will bless these homes and families represented here. Lord, that you will bless those who are tired and weary, that you would wrap your arms around them, that you would gently lead them as with young. Lord, I pray that they would feel encouraged and empowered because we love them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you on Mother's Day.